Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Schubel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Kaum reaches third base with a triple. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to home to get Kaum. Reynolds moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball four. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kraus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Uhel moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rice reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scubble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Scubble reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Calm moves to third. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scubble hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble can't make a play. That's a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Krause steals second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Krause and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scubbel hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons catches it and throws to first to double up Rice. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Scubble hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Juhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juhl is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Juhl hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krause bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Sissel moves to second. 1 out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause has Gehringer trapped. The throw from Krause to Kamm and back to Krause, who tags Gehringer out. Heilman moves to second. 2 outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 5 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kamm hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Geringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 6 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Heilman trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Kraus, who tags Heilman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Kraus moves to second. 1 out. John Kerr pinch runs for Buck Krause. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scubble hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Uhel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-7 in the game, with two singles and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 7 in the game, with a triple. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 3 for 7 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Heinie Scubbell. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 3 for 7 in the game, with three singles. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 7 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nolan Richardson now playing shortstop. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-8 in the game, with three singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-8 in the game, with two singles and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-7 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 20, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. McManus bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-8 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 20, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Sagafo's now playing third base. John Stone now playing left field. Roy Johnson now playing center field. Harry Rice now playing right field. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-7 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-8 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 21, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Emil Adey pinch runs for George Uhel. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adey moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-8 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to home to get Adey. Johnson moves to third. Rice moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-9 in the game, with 3 singles. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-9 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Heilman hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 21, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Mo Berg. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-8 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.